Hi, this is Rabbi Eric Levy. I'm pleased to bring to you the fourth and the fifth Mishnah of the sixth chapter of Bava Metzia for OU Shnayim Mishnah program. Mishnah 4 continues with cases where if you alter from the rental agreement, from the lease agreement, you are responsible for damage, but it depends on whether the damage was more or less likely to happen based on the switch that you made. So, Hasocher et ha-para la-charosh bahar b'charash b'bika in mishkar kankan patur. So if you rent a cow, or you lease a cow to plow, and let's talk about plowing a little bit, because these days most people, a lot of people don't know what it means. But essentially what you would do is you take either one animal, or more likely two animals, and you put a yoke, which is a wooden, kind of a wooden beam, over the shoulders of the two animals. And in the middle of the wood came down another piece of wood, or actually a piece of metal, which is the blade. And that would reach the ground. And in order to be able to sow your seeds, you needed to be able to sow them deeper into the ground and to get rid of rocks and all kinds of things. So you would essentially push behind these cows, and the cows would push forward, and the blade would run in front of them and drive up a rift, a big ditch in the ground, and that in that ground, which is all loosened up with all the rocks out and all the dry dirt out, that's where you would sow your seeds into that field to grow. So essentially, what happened here is the guy rented or leased the cow to plow up on the mountains, which is very rocky, and he decided instead to plow down in a valley, which is less rocky. And the blade breaks, the kankan, the blade breaks. So you are not responsible, patur, you're not responsible for loss of the owner's blade, very simply because it's less rocky down below, and therefore if it was going to break down in the valley, it certainly would have broken had you been plowing up in the mountains, and therefore you are not held responsible. The other way, of course, bivikav achrash bahar, if you rented it for plowing in the valley, and you plowed up the mountain, then you are responsible for the breakage of the blade because it's more rockery up there. Similarly, ladush bekitniot v'dash b'tivua patur. So if you rented the cow, leased a cow to trample legumes, which gets the shells off, the chaff, and you used the cow to trample wheat, then you, and it slipped on it, the Mishnah doesn't say that, but that's the implication, it slips on it and the animal gets damaged, you're not responsible because the wheat chaff is less slippery than the legume chaff, and therefore if it slipped on your wheat, on your grains, I should say, not wheat, but grains, tavua is grains, so it certainly would have slipped had you done it on the legumes, which you hired it to do, which you leased it to do. But the other way, you are responsible. But if you had rented it or leased it to trample the grains and you used it on legumes, it slips. You're chayiv mipnei shakidniyot machaleket, because legumes cause it to slip. Mishnah Hay continues with cases that are similar to the previous case. So now we talk about beasts of burden. If you rent or lease a donkey to carry wheat, again, today we use moving companies and vans and U-Hauls, but back then it was donkeys, they would carry a massive load. And as we see, it's going to be important, the load would spread sort of, it was more than just what could fit on the donkey's back, it sort of spread over to both sides of the donkey's back. So if you leased it to bring wheat on and instead you brought barley on, then you're responsible. We'll see why in a second. Also, if you hired it for tivua ve'vialav tevin, so you hired it to carry grains, including the stalks, and instead you brought hay, then you are responsible. And now the Mishnah explains why. And that's because essentially you brought the same amount of barley instead of wheat, and you brought the same amount of hay instead of grains. But the problem is the same amount of weight is much larger in volume, or it's larger in volume, period. And since volume is kashela masui, it makes it more difficult for the donkey to balance. Therefore, if it falls and gets damaged, or gets damaged in any way, you are responsible for that. Lahavi letach chitim vevi letach sorim patur, but sort of the opposite case, not exactly the opposite case. But what happens if you didn't change the volume? You brought a letach. A letach is a volume of 15 sa'ah, a large volume of wheat you were supposed to bring. And instead, vevi letach sorim, but instead you brought the same volume, the same pack size of barley, which is actually less weight, because as we saw before, barley weighs less. So if you're not changing the volume and you're actually decreasing the weight, or we'll see even if the weight was stayed the same, you are not responsible for the damage, because if it could handle one thing, it could handle that volume of chitim, it should certainly have handled that volume of sarim, and if it got damaged with that volume of sarim barley, it certainly would have been damaged if it tried the same amount of volume with wheat. But ve'im osif al masao chayav. But if you added to the weight, that is, you kept the volume the same, but you added to the weight, then you do have to pay. And now the Mishnah wants to know how much you have to add to the weight in order to be responsible. So Sumchus Omer, Mishum Rabbi Meir, Sumchus says the name Rabbi Meir, Sa'a l'gamal shlosha kabim lachamor. So it's one sa'a extra for a burden on a camel, and three extra calves for a burden, that is, if the volume doesn't change, but the weight is three extra calves from the standard weight, then you are responsible for damage. And let's go through the weights and measures now. Essentially, a letach is 15 se'ah. So what Sumchos is saying, at least at the simple value, there are different ways to understand this mission. We'll go with the simpler one. So the previous mission was talking about carrying 1 letach, which is 15 se'ah. So here what it's saying is if you bring 16 se'ahs, that is, you can keep the value the same, but you increase the weight. I don't know what would weigh 1/16 more, diamonds, tomatoes, who knows, but you kept the volume the same, but you brought 16 sa'a instead of 15 sa'a of weight, then you are responsible if the donkey gets damaged. I'm sorry, if the camel gets damaged. Now, for a donkey, it's 3 kabim. 3 kabim, essentially there are 6 calves to a sa'a. So that means you're bringing a half a sa'ah more from the specified letach, or the specified 15, which is an increase of a half over 15, or 1 over 30, or about 3.33%. And if you increase that weight, even though you kept the volume the same, then you are responsible for overloading that donkey, and you must pay any damages that take place when the donkey falls and hurts itself.